The Cleveland Clinic says it has begun investigating a Central Ohio doctor fired from the Mount Carmel Health System. Dr. William Husel was a resident at the Cleveland Hospital. Mount Carmel says Husel gave fatal doses of pain medication to at least 27 patients over a three-year period. Janet Kavanaugh was 79 years old and near death when she was transferred from an assistant care facility to Mount Carmel West Hospital. The family requested that life-saving measures be stopped and that Kavanaugh be comfortable for her remaining time. She died December 11, 2017. Soon after her death, Janet Kavanaugh's family asked attorney Gerald Leesburg to look into her care.
Which is not unusual. We look at a lot of cases like that every year, and in the vast majority of those cases, we don't see that anybody did anything wrong or inappropriate.
The attorney reviewed records from the assisted care facility and Mount Carmel. A few weeks ago, he discovered something wrong.
We realized it appeared to be a really serious, significant problem.
Leesburg says records from Mount Carmel revealed Kavanaugh had been given what the hospital now calls a significantly excessive and possibly fatal dose of the pain medication fentanyl.
This particular dosage of drug and administration, manner in which it was administered, seems intended and designed solely for the purpose of terminating the patient's life and hastening her death.
The hospital has identified 27 near-death patients who died as a result of the dosage between 2015 and 2018, coinciding with Husel's 3 years at the hospital. Kavanaugh's family has filed suit against the health system, the doctor, a pharmacist, and a nurse. Leesburg says his firm is reviewing more cases as families come forward.
You know, we've been contacted by many of the families, and every situation is different, and it involves patients in different medical conditions in different ages with different medical problems. And so this was not simply in an isolated instance.
All of the patients had a few things in common. They were near death, their families requested doctors stop life-saving measures, and their doctor was Husel. There's nothing on Husel's disciplinary record with the state medical board, but that doesn't mean that he was never investigated or reported. A Mount Carmel spokesperson says hospital executives were alerted to Husel's behavior in late October of 2018. While they were investigating that case, another incident occurred on November 19th, prompting the hospital to take action. Then last month, the hospital notified the Franklin County prosecutor and began reaching out to families. In a video produced by the hospital, CEO Ed Lamb says they then fired the doctor and took action against other employees.
We're working hard to learn all we can about these cases, and we removed 20 hospital staff from providing further patient care while we gather more facts. This includes a number of nurses who administered the medication and a number of staff pharmacists who were also involved in the related patient care.
Lamb says Mount Carmel is also putting in place several new preventative policies.
So far, these include a new escalation policy for increases in pain medication dosing, and a new approval process for pain medication at high doses during like situations.
The families involved, as well as the doctor and other defendants in the lawsuit, could not be reached for comment. Paige Flager, WOSU News.